Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Can sex cause a heart attack? Is it good to have sex for your heart? Should we even be discussing this issue? We think so because a lot of people are told by their physicians not to exert themselves. You have a heart problem, you have high blood pressure, you have vascular disease. Therefore, stop, you know, and then that's translated into lack of sex. Or they will ask their doctor, well, does that mean sex? And the doctor will be very noncommittal. I don't really talk about that. That's private between you. But we all know sex requires exertion. Exertion like walking, like running, like doing things like that. So the question is sex and heart disease, or sex is heart. Can you induce a heart attack with sex? And is it something that we should be considering when we're talking about restricting activity for these people with these conditions? Holly, you're a licensed doctor in the state of California. What do you think?
Well, thanks so much, but I don't know. It's not rocket science, you know. I don't think I would have to have that expensive education to talk about sex and heart attack. But I'm glad that I do, because there's a little bit of legitimacy that I just shoved on a radio MD. Yep. I am not only a doctor on the radio, I actually am a doctor in real life. And I do think that there is actually a growing body of scientific evidence that shows that emotional, okay, and physical stressors can absolutely increase the risk for stroke, heart attacks, and quite honestly, even sudden death. And I was thinking about this subject, and, you know, we just saw it's award season, and there's, you know, the movies that are out there. And in a movie, you could probably see the dramatic, melodrama sort of scene of somebody grabbing their chest after they're in bed and, like, oh, passing out and then dying. And then the woman is usually a man. So the woman is, like, left to, like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And usually they're having an affair. And so, but quite honestly, this has been proven to be true. And so not only with sex, we're also talking about getting angry, all right? Because we're talking about the same sort of thing that's happening. That's another very emotionally provocative state, right? It can physically get you going. I also think that there's a danger in receiving bad news. I always counsel folks, watch how you use your email.
Which is much worse.
We're kind of like Pavlovian dogs, right? Because every so often, usually when you hit that click button, it's like, and every so often it's like, I got something exciting, or I got something that I could, you know, work with. But usually, especially in the morning, if you get an email come through that it sets the tone for the rest of your day, that is very, very, very dangerous. Potentially, if you have any sort of history with cardiovascular disease. And there's more, but what do you think about this?
Well, here's what I think about it. You know, there's sort of a joke. I can look at this as a man, and I can look at this as a cardiologist. Okay, as a man, let's face it, there may not be any better way to go than in the saddle. You know, so I mean, people will say that hey, you know, if I died and that was in the throes of passion, that might be a great way to go. So it's kind of joked upon like that. It is.
Right.
You hear that quite often from my patients. But the reality is that one of the leading risk factors, and I would say more than age and more than, you know, many of the other risk factors, is forms of depression, is forms of sadness. And part of that is a healthy sex life. And my father's generation, my father was a depression generation guy. When he had heart disease, he was told to not have sex or back off. Plus the beta blockers and a lot of the medication he was on prevented it. That was said that that's okay. Listen, sex isn't that important. They would make you choose, Holly. They'd say, do you want sex or do you want a good heart? And that's what they were told. And you know what my dad said? No, I'd rather not live. I mean, and that's what most of the patients said. So again, the doctors lost all credibility and they went on to these things. Now, if we're going to look at this from a scientific aspect, sex is good for the heart. The reason why sex is good for the heart is a form of, when you look at your neurotransmitters, your epinephrine, your norepinephrine, your serotonins, your GABAs, your glutamates, healthy sex lives help those into more normal ranges. Also, it is exercise. Now, the only thing I'd say for patients who have heart disease, sex, there's a lot of different forms of it. Be appropriate, right? You know, so if you're somebody that, does get exertional chest pain, you might have more appropriate sex. See, here's the thing, Holly. The ones that have heart attacks and any of this stuff from exertion are the weekend warriors. So I haven't run in 10 years. I'm 65 years old. I'm going to go out and run 5 miles. You know, so somebody, you can build up to a good, healthy sex life. That'd be my point with it.
No, and I think you make some great points, because when we're talking about, when I was talking about these like triggers for cardiovascular health, right? So getting angry, receiving bad news, I would even put in there watching sporting events, shoveling, big ones, shoveling snow or other strenuous activities. Because, as you say, what they're doing, what these all have in common is they are basically bursts, periodic bursts of the sympathetic stimulation, okay? And that's pretty much your body's reaction to stress. And it starts the heart beating faster. It spikes the blood pressure. And those are the things that we're talking about that can trigger cardiovascular events. So how do you protect yourself, right? I mean, certainly, yes, when we think about getting angry, anger management and being able to moderate and also tolerate your feelings, very important. You can also, of course, when talking about receiving bad news, take a moment to respond instead of react. Like you said, having very smart or moderate sex, sporting events, you know. But what you can really do, as you said, which is also a great tip, is you can protect yourself. Doing consistent aerobic and or endurance exercise, even brisk walking, jogging, or treadmill on an incline. We're talking about 5 days a week, 45 to 60 minutes. We're talking about you're going to be less susceptible to cardiovascular triggers, all right? People who get less exercise are mainly, or they're sedentary. According to the research, those are the ones that when they have these periodic bursts of sympathetic stimulation, those are the triggers, whether it's sex, anger, snow shoveling, you name it, it triggers the cardiac event, and then you're looking at stroke, heart attack, or sudden death.
Oh, hey, growing up in Chicago, two things that caused heart attacks, the Bears and snow shoveling.
Right?
They did. And again, it was that weekend warrior thing. The guy was a couch potato all week and back of a desk working under high stress and all of a sudden jumping up and down out of the couch. And then what do you know? Jay Cutler fumbles and I got to go out and shovel the snow. It is. But I'm going to throw it a different way. I think that lack of sex is a cardiovascular risk factor. So I'm going to say this again to the listeners out there. I guarantee I'm the only cardiologist that said this in any kind of public forum. I will say that lack of sex.
So regular sex as regular aerobic exercise, and therefore you're working up and you're building up your stamina, et cetera?
Well, I'm going to go a little Holly on this. I'm going to look at more intimacy. Meaning that yes, is an aerobic exercise, that's fine, and I think that that's good. But look, people with healthy intimacy live longer and have fewer heart attacks. We can call it lack of anger. We can call it more balance. We can say people who pray live longer. People who meditate live longer. People who have sex. There's an intimacy and a connection there that changes the chemistry of our neurotransmitters into ones that will make you live longer and healthier. And the thing about it is the older we get, the more important it is. That's the thing. And we've been, and I'm breaking a generation of cardiologists, Holly, you've been telling people, listen, sex isn't that important, especially if it's going to cause your life. No, Dr. Weiss is putting his foot down right now at Radio MD. And I am telling you that lack of sex and lack of ability to have sex, low testosterone and things, are risk factors. And please hear that. You have a right for that type of enjoyment in your long lifetime.
All right. So overall, just to summarize, if you are sedentary or don't get regular exercise, what you're looking at is risk factors and triggers in normal daily life when it comes to periodic bursts of that sympathetic stimulation, increasing heart rate, increasing blood pressure, and you're putting yourself more at risk for sudden death, a cardiovascular event, whether it be a heart attack and or stroke. And guess what? Easy, 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 easy breezy ways to prevent this. All right? So guess what? Having sex can cause a heart attack and more, but you have the power to prevent it. At Radio MD, it's all about staying well.